Tell me about mixing colours and things. Because from what you said, they weren't able to create the colour that you wanted.
No. And I, when I was painting Helter Skelter, you might say my colour sense was growing, but it wasn't quite there yet. I was, however, already beginning to realise that you had to have a limited palette on something of that scale, or otherwise it would look completely discordant and unrelated. And I have to say that mural, half of it got covered up by a library building later, but nonetheless, it did look fairly discordant. It was impressive, but it was a little all over the place. As years went by, I became more and more narrow in my colour scheme so that it was more tonal than colourful in the end. And like the Baroque painters, I stuck to a simple colour chord, a warm and cool colour chord, in a good solid tonal range to give it good structure and architecture. But the way I mixed the colours, in fact, I used fairly high quality oil-based house paint. And because it was a little complicated to get all the paint up to the top, I kept all the actual cans of paint down at the bottom and had them open all the time. And when I wanted to mix a colour, by this point, I'd painted murals for 4 years and done a lot of them, so I was really good at arriving at correct colours. So I would climb down the ladder to the bottom with a yogurt pot in my hand, and I would mix a colour by timing it. I would pour a bit of colour in, then get the next can and pour more in, but the right amount, and then the next can, and I kept going down the cans, pouring in what I thought would be right. And I got to be really quite good at it, so that in the end, I didn't even bother to mix it till I got to the top of the ladder, because now, of course, I had to one-handedly climb 5 stories on a ladder, holding the yogurt pot in the other. So I would pull up, let go of the ladder, and of course begin to fall off the ladder and reach for the next rung. Walk up 2 rungs and do the same thing again, let go and reach and grab while carrying my paint up. And the colours were always correct somehow. So I got quite good at that.